I'm Mike Payne from Christian Voice New Zealand. If someone gives you something, it's yours, right? But what if you found something and it was full of riches? You can claim it to be yours, but is it? It's a simple question and the answer is certainly simple. If you discover or find something, yes, you can claim it. But it begs the question as to whom it actually belongs to. One of the big issues happening right now is a bit like this. On one hand, we have a group of people claiming they own the land and everything on it. But on the other hand, there's another group that says, hang on, it doesn't work that way. The current debate about the three waters, that is the fresh water, the grey water, and then there's the black water. Let's start with the black water. I'm more than happy for anyone to lay claim to this not so valuable resource, and given all the talk from our politicians, well, it's only likely to increase. The grey water, well, it can belong to any entity which wants to take care of it. Ah, but the fresh water, this is an asset which came with the land in the form of rivers and lakes. Now here's the thing, no one owns this resource, but it is up to mankind to protect it because of its value to all. From a biblical perspective, mankind was put on this earth which was created by God, and in his words, it was good. Adam and Eve had been given the job to look after and expand the Garden of Eden. But later on in the Bible, we see a covenant given to Abraham of land. Entitlement was given by God. The land spoken about was vast, so Abraham and his descendants were entitled to settle there. No arguments. This was the land given by the Creator to Abraham, which gave him and his descendants rights to everything the land contained. Not just in New Zealand, but worldwide, land has just been inhabited by man, either through discovery or conquest. But here's the point. Unlike the land God gave to Abraham and his seed, no one really has entitlement to ownership of that land, but they are allowed by the grace of God to occupy it. Water is such a valuable resource, which is and should be freely available to all who occupy the land. When we start squabbling who owns what, we need to stop and remember, hey, this is God's earth. He created it with light, darkness, mountains, valleys, plants, animals, rivers, lakes and seas, and it is He who has the sovereignty over it. To squabble over these things, as King Solomon voiced it in the book of Ecclesiastes, it's like chasing the wind.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.